After 7 long seasons, Bristol Rugby will once again be hosting top flight rugby next year after beating Doncaster in the championship final. Crocker and I were there. I think I stayed a little bit later than you did.
Yeah. I still couldn't sleep last night. I got home probably about 11 because I just wanted to sing in the ground. I mean, singing We Are the Champions at Bristol Rugby is something that's very special and has not happened in a long time. So I kind of stayed to the end. Couldn't get to sleep till morn.
James Phillips, who started his career at Cleve RFC in Mangotsfield, went over for a try in the 73rd minute. Will Cliff, Callum Sheedy kicked 22 points. In April, Callum Sheedy had not played 1 minute of championship rugby. In
wow.
In April.
He's very young. He's only right. 21, isn't he?
And now he was the man of the match last night. He was rather emotional when I caught up with him after the end of the game.
I can't really say anything.
Sheedy's going to the top.
Beauty!
It's hard to take in. I've lost for words, but yeah, unbelievable.
Enjoy it.
Cheers, Dan.
What lovely lads. We had a pint upstairs as well afterwards, and he's just like, I can't believe it, mate. I can't believe it. If you'd have told me... If you'd told me 3 months ago this was going to happen, I wouldn't believe it.
The thing is, he kept it together. I'm not sure the rest of the squad did, but thank heavens for his kicking, because it was on point.
We've got two final moments here. So you've got Dan's final moment. He was commentating upstairs. I was pitch side. So you can decide which one you prefer. Here's Dan's.
I cannot believe it. 6 years of hurt, having Bath laugh at us, having Gloucester laugh at us, waiting for us to get back into the Premiership. It's finally over. Bristol are back in the Aviva Premiership. Bring on next season, because these boys have got it.
Say goodbye to Championship Rugby and hello to Bristol Rugby in the Premiership.
I think I got more crowd reaction.
Yeah, you were like doing it like the stadium announcer. You're trying to steal his job, weren't you? I know you're his cover guy. Did you trip him over on the way to doing the interviews?
Check your brakes, Luke. That's what I'm saying. Check your very emotional Mitch Eadie joined in with the chat.
Well, this is what we've been waiting for. You're in tears, Mitch Eadie.
Caught me in the wrong time at a minute. No, it's absolutely amazing. And the boys put in a really mature performance. I'm just pleased that we finally got there in the end.
I mean, Doncaster fought to the end, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, they wouldn't go away. We know they're a good outfit. They wouldn't go away. And they got us to the final whistle, you know. But, like I said, the boys put in a mature performance and we got there in the end. So
how much does this mean? I mean, you're recovering from injury. You've got the summer to do that. And next season, you're going to be playing in the Premiership.
Oh, it's massive, you know. It's massive for Bristol as well as the city. Just a bit there with the top flight rugby. It's massive for the South West. So really looking forward to it.
Have a good summer.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Also having a tear was Chairman Chris Boy.
Chairman Boy, this is the night for you.
It's just unbelievable. I mean, we certainly make hard work of this playoff situation, but at last we're there. 7 years of torture, but we're here at last.
Did you believe always that it was going to happen?
Yeah, I believe we were too strong. Obviously, Doncaster played really well. They pushed us to the wire. But the boys were too strong in the end, so, you know, we got it. That's what it matters. And it's not a great game, but at this level, it's all about winning.
Quite right. And as chairman of this club, seeing those boys out there slogging it out for you and every member of this team must be so proud.
I am unbelievably proud. I fought, the drum man. I think Andy said to him before, don't let your team down. And every man stood up today. Look at the injuries. They put their bodies on the line. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Somebody's lost their voice.
But so Chairman Boy, I said to him when we were having a pint, I said, basically, I want to be you, because he's on in the Clifton Suspension Bridge trustee, and he's the chairman of Bristol Rugby. So I like, that's my future right there.
All he needs to do is wear a big hat and that's it. He's golden.
Ex-player and now Chief Executive Officer of Bristol Rugby, Steve Gorvett, had this to say.
Oh, my word. Well, this is the moment we've all been waiting for.
It's fantastic, isn't it? 16,000 wonderful supporters here. Tough night, but we're there. We're in the Premiership.
At what point could you relax tonight?
When the whistle went to finish the game. Maybe with 3 minutes to go, but that's the way. You know, it's Championship, knockout, finals, rugby. It's always going to be tough. Doncaster game played really well, but we're there.
Well done.
Good job. Thank you.
And last word, I reckon, should go to the chat. So I bumped into Sean Holly whilst we were in London going to Wembley at a tube station.
Oh, really?
When I was going to Wembley. Also, and it was bizarre. It's like a sliding doors moment. I just happened to be in the right, even in the right carriage getting on the train.
Yeah.
He was sat next to me. It's ridiculous.
Well, from tube stations in London to Premiership Rugby. Sean Holly, your thoughts?
I'm relieved, but I'm absolutely very proud, Dounty. It's been a long time in the making, obviously. You know, it's my third shot at it. We've been growing every season, and the players have been fantastic this year. Everybody behind the scenes put so much work in. It wasn't pretty tonight, it wasn't perfect, but maybe it didn't have to be, and I'm just so proud.
The achievements of every single one of these players goes beyond bounds. They never gave up, did they?
No, and it needed to be like that. Credit to Doncaster. They threw everything at us, and we had some hairy moments, particularly when Ben Mosser got yellow carded, but we stuck in there and we've shown that spirit this year, so it told in the end.
Premiership Rugby next year?
Yeah, bring it on.
So, Crocs, seven seasons of not being there. What do you reckon as a proper Bristol Rugby fan, supported the Moy Lions? How do you feel?
I feel good. Of course, on the way out of the ground, there was another Bristol Rugby fan going, "We'll go straight back to Amy. We'll go straight back to Amy." And I say no. The thing is, Exeter Chiefs are in the playoff finals for the Premiership this season, and they were the ones who beat us 5 years ago. If they can do it, we can do it. Let's get Steve Lansdowne to get his chequebook out. I'll be asking him about that later. Come over it!
Oh, goodness me. All right, then. So, for every Bristol rugby fan that was on that pitch last night, illegally, of course, because they were not supposed to be there, but well done and thanks, and a huge congratulations to everybody at Bristol Rugby. Ladies and gentlemen, now, Aviva Premiership Team, Bristol Rugby!